You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not a ministry to compete, you are a ministry of war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well.
We give you praise, Father. Thank you. Oh, we bless your holy name. This morning, I have a very serious task. Amen. So I began to talk about wisdom for kingdom worlds, and under that I want to bring you quickly pathway for kingdom increase and establishment. Pathway for kingdom increase and establishment. 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul what? I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul what? Prospereth. Meaning that it is God's intention that you should prosper. Hallelujah. From Deuteronomy chapter number 8 verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. That is the reason why God gives you wealth, is to see that the covenant is established. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. Now let me say this quickly. You don't judge a doctrinal subject from the error standpoint. Is that okay now? We teach kingdom wealth not from the perspective of greed, but from the perspective of advancing the kingdom. Is that okay now? Wealth is a tool for establishing the counsel of God. Not all things can be done with power. Some things will be done with resources. Is that okay now? Talk to me now. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are places that if you take only the word to them, it will bless them, make them candidate of heaven, but they will still die early. Because there are resources on earth that they are not equipped and provided with. So we are not teaching the world from the standpoint of the rich fool who wants to eat, be satisfied, that the soul may be sufficed. Is that okay now? But people who are trusting God to bless them on behalf of the people, do we have them here? So you understand that, and I'm saying this for the sake of those who pick my messages out of context and crop out a part and make it mean the only thing we stand for. It doesn't matter how much you try to help a man. If the heart is right, he will see from that darkened perspective. Is that okay now? Very important. And we have not started. I've taught you that as you begin to climb certain ladders, there are demons that begin to have your time. To every new level, there's a new devil. The devil does not care about you at certain levels, but climb high. So if you say your heart is fragile, you're not ready for insult, don't climb. Is that okay now? Good. The top is not for the narrow-minded. You must be able to contain. Do you get what I'm saying now? Good. So, get the perspective. Understand the foundation. Get, if you are listening to a series, for instance, on the radio this week, we're running Why Christian Brothers Lose Out, Why Christian Sisters Lose Out. Somebody listen to that and say, this relationship talk, you just focus on the sisters alone. This pastor does not like them and all those. But get the balance. Is that okay now? Get the balance. When people's heart is wrong, they don't gather fact. Nobody has done anything. I'm just speaking as led. And I know I'm hitting the mark. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. I've not heard anything anybody said about this subject. Praise God. Pathway for kingdom increase and establishment. If you want to move from Ibadan to Lagos, there is a pathway, and the pathway is Lagos Ibadan Expressway. If you decide not to pass that pathway, if you drive not like Jacob, or you drive like me, it will take you how many hours to get there? 2 hours. Praise God. These 2 hours, 3.5 or 5 minutes, you are there without the hold up. Lagos is not a good example. But without the hold up, you are there. True or not true? But if you decide that you don't like the expressway, you want to get to, you want to pass through Abeokuta, so an hour to get there, and then navigate inside the town, come out, and all those things, you spend longer time. True or not true? So this pathway, you can't fight principles. If you fight them, you fight the results they bring. Is that okay now? You may have issues with people, but don't have issues with principles. Is that okay? If you hate the principle, you hate what it brings. So don't use your... And you must understand that principles outlive people. They outlive people. So, be careful what you fight. So, thank you. The first pathway for kingdom increase and establishment I bring to you is stewardship and service. Stewardship and service. Matthew chapter number 18. Stewardship and service. Project that scripture from verse 1. Matthew 18 from verse 1. At the same time, came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." Verse 4. Whosoever means regarded the family background, therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. So you know the greatest by checking how much they abase themselves. A boss sit down and direct, a leader joins the force. Is that okay now? Say it. Stewardship. Stewardship is service with your God-given abilities and graces. And the service is primarily unto God. The service is primarily unto God. Is that okay now? Once that revelation is there, then you'll be able to carry it out with grace. Stewardship is the way God lifts people in the kingdom. Serving your generation with the gifts and abilities God has placed in you. Service does not reduce people, it increases them. Alright? And the reason people feel reduced when they serve is because of the already established low self-esteem. If you feel little about yourself, it is difficult to wash the feet of your neighbor, because you already feel little. So you say, if I do this now, this fellow will feel I'm nobody. And people arrogate themselves and never rise. Is that okay now? Good. Say it. Service does not reduce me, it increases me. It doesn't reduce me, it increases me. Anywhere there is a vacancy in the kingdom, serve. And you must have that mindset. Serve. Let nothing hold you back from walking and giving your quota with the ability and the resources God has given you. Service. When Samuel got to the house of Jesse to anoint the king, one thing, we don't know what happened, but one thing we found out was that all the boys were at home except the one who was in the field. And God didn't select his king from the bed, he selected him on the field. Sometimes you look at people who are always doing things, do this here, do this, and they do all those things, and you say that These ones are the little ones. They are the future. They are the future. And I get scared if I come to a kingdom setting and I see someone who has been privileged to receive a certain promotion begin to usurp it on people against their right. They never rise. An ESCO on campus does not mean you'll be a leader outside campus. Many of those titles died with many on campus. They come out no relevance. They've abused people. They've trampled on them, looked down on them. I said, this one, what do you think? You carry my Bible, my friend. And they come out and the same people are their boss employing them. Are you following what I'm saying here? Whatever it is they give you is for today. Only God knows tomorrow. Calm down. Only God knows tomorrow. And I'm talking even in church now. Say you are the leader of this department. Only God knows tomorrow. Discipline those who need to be disciplined. But don't arrogate yourself. Serve. Leadership is service. Do you get what I'm saying? Even in disciplining people, you are serving them. I prefer to serve your destiny by disciplining you now. And look at my heart. Even if you can't see, just believe. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't tell people that you think they can become anything in life. A man of God called one of my friends. He said, you. I know you are going somewhere. But that guy, called Femi Lazarus, check him. He's going nowhere to happen. He didn't create the place. He didn't create the future. When he told me, I say he's not God. He has heard his opinion. And he's free. Opinions are free. Serve God, serve people. Listen to me. It is in the place of voluntary service that your gift is increased. There is no book that teaches people on how to write books. Join a service, then you learn it. Do you get what I'm saying now? Serve. But like I said, if you already have low self-esteem established, get me water there and say, look at them. Am I the only one here? Why am I the one there sending water? Why am I the one there sending water? Am I the only one? Water. I shared with you, one of my very good brothers was staying with me and he was sick and he threw up. I'm not going to let, we were even in the hospital. So he threw up, I was one there with him. I'm not going to let any doctor or nurses, some nurses can be very brash. Apologies. Not going to let them insult him, he's a man of God. I got the background, pack it with my hands. And he sat down and looked at me. Pastor Femi, you packed it with your hands. Listen to me now. Only God knows who will be with you in the last moment of your life. Honor all men. This selective service and all those things, you will miss it. Because God knows your intention. Honor all. Anywhere you see a need, serve. Do you get what I'm saying now? A point in my life, somebody thought he was doing me evil. So he relegated me from the church I was leading. And put me in the apartment where I wash toilet. He didn't know he had promoted me. And one time like that, a lady came to church and saw me coming out of the toilet with my sleeves rolled. And she got out of the church with anger. And she went downstairs and they followed her. So what happened? And she said, what are you guys doing? You mean you watch that man with all the anointing wash toilet and you go and sit on top? Are you guys fine? Well, I'm not complaining. If those hands can't wash toilet, they can't build the kingdom. So, because somebody might hear this now and say, that's true. These people don't know who I am. Who are you? That will let me. Oh, me. Wash toilet. Oh, yeah, yeah. The ones you use that we don't wash them. I read the relationship book and the author wrote inside, toilet seats don't self-cleanse themselves. Somebody cleans them. You get what I'm saying now? Sometimes I go to the toilet, then some people would have, I've never seen many of those type of things in my life. Somebody will sit on toilet, use it, and drop the boxers inside the sink. I tell you sincerely. And leave the boxers there. Sorry, I say boxers. Maybe you know the gender, but well, it's true. In church, only sanitation people knows those who are not fine. In church, I can't tell you many things because we don't have bulls around for you to talk. I'm telling you, but that's service. Nobody is doing you any harm if they make you serve more. They're only doing you good. And that's the way God lived me. It is in the place of voluntary service that men are discovered. Let me say this to you. In service, both God and men are watching. But please only God. Is that okay now? Please God. Please God. I have a scar just above my eyebrows here. We're building our church in Christ Apostolic Church, CAC. I learned fasting from CAC. And I was carrying shovel. I was not in my house. We don't used to carry shovel. But I saw people doing it. I said, I will do it also. The shovel, the handle had removed. At some point, it bounced back. And they thought my eyes was gone. But I'm still here. Never do anything and regret that you did it because you got injured somewhere. Bless God for the privilege to have served that much. You will only know those, or you will always know those that God will place in charge of tomorrow by looking at the place of service. Service. And let me say this to you. If you feel anointed men can't do certain things, the devil has just spoken to you. That at certain level of anointing, there are things you must not do. Even those shoes, lace, somebody has to tie it for you. And somebody has to brush your teeth for you. Because you are the king of Ababwa. And let me say this to you. Service can be rejected and can also be accepted. You can do powerful things and they are not wanted because of your attitude. Are you following what I'm saying now? Let me say this to you now. That you are the best cook in town does not mean kings will come to your table. You must know presentation and honor. Many people know how to serve. Only few covered with grace. They are gracious in the process. Happy. You get what I'm saying now? As we're standing here, I stood at the back. I was looking at the countenance of the protocol welcoming people. If I don't feel welcome the way they are welcoming people, that's the last day the person will be a protocol officer. We'll push the fellow to prayer department. Go and frown at the devil. I'm serious. I ask myself, if I was welcomed this way, will I feel welcomed? If I won't feel welcomed, why should I think somebody else will feel welcomed? You can't smile, right? Say, that's the way I am. No problem. We are not going to change you by force. But there is somebody somewhere called the devil. Frown at him. I'm not saying everybody in prayer department are frowners. Get my heart. But we need more stone cold people. I'll go there. I don't know why you laugh when I talk, but I'm saying it as it is. You don't know. That's the way it is. There are people who can do certain things well, but they can't adjust for the next phase. When the next phase comes, excuse them. Because every new phase demands flexibility. Let me say this to you. The time most people drop on many ministries when they are changing levels, they have made covenant with the previous stand, they won't move. They drop. You get what I'm saying now? Don't feel guilty. You can't climb the top with everybody. Only those who are traveling light. So I went to a church in Lagos. There was this woman. Everybody she welcomed, she insulted. The church has not discovered her. Every human being she welcomed, she insulted. You will know this one beat the husband at home. No joke. And in the place of service in church, God corrects your attitude. Listen to me. Correction here is like you have a bent iron and you are now straightening it out. You get what I'm saying now? Correct it. See, I can't stand without easing. When I feel like easing, are you a snake? Don't ease. There are many things that your experience has done badly in your service corrects them. Because in service, you don't give what you have, you give what is demanded for. Do you get what I'm saying now? See, this is how I know how to do, but this is how we want it. This is how we want it. And I tell people, if you walk with me diligently, you can walk anywhere. One of my boys was driving, we named withheld. And he drove bad. And I said, the only thing that can help you is judgment. And you'll be judged. But I won't be in the car and it won't be this car. It won't kill you. But you will pay money. Somebody drove me from, went for a wedding. He was driving. I sat down and I said, God, please, let us fall into trouble. Judge him now. Guy. It happened. As we are getting close to you, I said, God, if you don't judge him, he will kill himself someday. Now. And he scattered the car, bashed the car. I said, thank you, Lord. I'm not the devil, but there are certain corrections people don't get early. They damage their lives forever. That's the truth. You need to get it early. I used to live in a house at some point in my life. That house, please come and help me with this. That house has about, sorry please, I'm trying to make up. Amen. That house has about 5 cashew trees. Ripe. I'm not even know that house. Ripe cashews everywhere. We're walking to my room, be marching on them, they've dropped. So they all come for meetings, greet me in the house. They pluck cashews in nylon bag. Go back to their hostels. It was in the days that people were usually broke, so they drink plenty cashew. So the woman carried the stick of the cashew and put it in the pillow. Jesus Christ. And I said, this only lingered long because there was never a voice of correction to deal with it early. They learned to share. And the cashews will fall away. Praise God. Service. God irons out your life in the place of service. He irons out your life in the place of service. Service is done correctly, you will earn recommendations and favor. There are people that the only thing you can do about their service is to accept because you have no choice. But when it comes to recommendations, you have a choice. And you select not just for the satisfaction that comes with doing the job well. Because there are people that the way their life is positioned, they can only serve mere men. there are those that have the grace to serve kings. Are you following what I'm saying here? And at the early stage of your life, you don't need people who are emotional about you. You need those who can correct you as it is. We had a meeting, one of my daughters cooked rice. After the meeting, I said, let's do review. And I was going to review the rice also. So I said, whoever made that rice, the rice was tasting like dreadlocks. It was like the state of the head in the beginning. Tobo. No fun, no comeliness. And she cried. And I didn't even know somebody was crying. There are two things she could have done. Cry and get offended and say, this man, I will never do this again. Or get the courage. She said, sir, can you do me a favor? Let me cook again tomorrow. I said, this is a daughter. And she cooked the following day the same food, but in a better presentation, in a better manner. Don't say, I know how to do it and God is my witness. This is the world of men. Let men witness to it. True or not true? Aha. God doesn't taste rice. Let men eat it. If I taste food, I know what ingredient you use. If I bite Maggie, that's the last time. Say, what's this? Service. And she did it well. And that time I had a friend. I said, please help us quickly make something and bring it. And then he's a pastor. He go and make semo and all those things. And I got to the house. I said, where's the stop? Because I don't give food to guests that I've not tasted. Regardless of the fasting, I'll taste it. People don't know that. I tasted the food. I did not even taste the food. As they opened it, I said, I'm seeing shadow. Where's the soup that they will use? Say, this is the soup. I said, woman of God, sit down. Eat it. Papa, I'm sorry. Eat it. If I give you something and it looks like judgment, have you judged the fellow you made it for? You know, and that's why I told you in our civil relationship that if anybody marries you like this, have they been favored or judged? Praise God. There are people that, because of the way they serve, their employers feel they are underpaying them. Yeah. And there are people that they feel they are overpaying. They can't wait for them to go. You can't use service to solve poverty problem. You serve because you serve. Do you get what I'm saying? Because when that happens, you serve for wrong reasons, and then you'll be offended and go. Say it, service. Say it loud and clear, service. The second pathway. So let me just read a scripture. Luke 16:10, popular scripture. Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is also faithful in that which is much. Not shall be faithful, is also faithful. Do this, and you do it in a way, listen to me, you can do something in a way that even carrying it out is a form of discipleship. You have shown that this is the best, and there's no angle or area you function in the body of Christ that God can't honor. So stop trying to project yourself so people can see you. David was keeping sheep and God saw him from there. He can see you from anywhere if you do it right. So there's an aroma that arises before God when men are doing things right. There's an aroma. God has blessed you, two people to disciple. Pour your life on them. Don't mess them up. There are many people, they say young people, but now young and old, that God can't trust with the opposite sex. You'll get all of them pregnant. And you are saying, I have a ministry. You stay from the point of kissing and touching. You have a ministry. You don't.
And our generation is still in trouble. Because many people have believed that money is a sign of God's endorsement. A ministry can be very colorful but yet have no incense before God. Because they are not serving lives. They are using them, defiling them. I have no plan to say, but I don't know for who I'm saying this. Don't be in the business of messing up the people and the things God has placed you in charge of. The one who has committed to your hands will judge. For the sake of time, I'm just going to talk about service and stewards. My second service, I talk about relationships. Are you following what I'm saying here? If one thing was committed to your hands, make sure it increases. I tell people, you are sent to do something. Whenever everyone else is sent, they get it done. When you are sent, you have excuse, a reason to show why this may not work. You always come back, I'm sorry, I tried. No! And that's why you need to submit yourself somewhere where you can be made to learn to get results. Men are pushed and compelled. You must get results. I told one of my boys to minister in an impartation service. I said, minister and bless people. Impart them. Let the power of the Holy Ghost be seen everywhere. I saw a student just saying, in the name of Jesus, I speak. Hey, this is not moving like it will move when I'm there. So I interrogated him and saw that he has listened to some messages. He doesn't believe that people fall under anointing. I said, stand here. I put my hands on his head. He fell and scattered the chair. I said, stand up. Do you believe? Papa, come again. I waved my hands. He fell. Stand again. Do you believe? I believe. Service constructs you. And if you have chosen your construction, it reconstructs you. You are made to do what is required, not what you know how to do. So if you don't know how to do what works, go and learn it. That's what service does. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following? If you are always looking for the best way to get done what has been trusted into your hands, God will lift you. In the place of that service, people will notice who have done this. Somebody's work is to prepare the communion or bake cake or do all those things. We taste the communion, we are not tasting kerosene. The food oil was not mixed with the blood of Jesus. You get what I'm saying now? Say, serve wine. Serve the wine. We are looking at the bottom of the cup. We are seeing leaf like ugu. Who have done this? Our enemy have done this. Enemy sow tears in the midst of wheat. Somebody is not trained. Enemies of father's house is not after some people. Their character is after them. They just won't learn. They can't do anything excellently. If they wash cups, they will break 2 out of 5. And they say, that's just the way I am. No. We are product of nature and nurture. You were born. When you were born as a baby, you couldn't think. You couldn't walk. You couldn't have a sense of your own. You cry for everything. True or not true? But you were nurtured in a way. True or not true now? So, if that part is not right, let service help you. And when you see people that God has brought in your life trying to demand from you that you can do it well, allow them. Because there is a phase of your life that will demand no mistake. You see people escape. I correct a girl in church. The boyfriend sees me. Oh, Maria. Or I correct a boy and the girl. You don't even see me to even do that nonsense. There is a system around me that does not allow familiarity. Don't do that. I dealt with a young man. He left and he went to meet the babe. So I called the girl. I said, sit down. There are two kind of women in the Bible. First,
Jezebel. When Ahab was desiring what was not his, Jezebel said, "Is that why you are crying? I will help you." And she helped and strengthened him in iniquity. Then there's another one, Abigail. When Nabal did something rubbish and she heard, she went behind and reconstructed it. So which one are you now? The same girl still left the same boy. I say it's because his life is not going forward. Service. You are walking in church, they correct you, you carry long face. Say, "Hey, I almost sent one of my pastors home on Sunday last week." I said, "You were not smiling when I was preaching." You see, "Ah, just that." "Yes." "Is that serious?" "It is serious. When I correct you, smile. I receive with grace." Why? You know where it is coming from. Permit that in people, they get offended and leave. And the devil have them where he wants them. Don't compromise standard because you want to attract people. You'll attract vagabonds. The goalpost is the same. It may switch to any continent, but the goalpost is the same. The same measure. Do you do that thing? You measure 6 feet. 1, 2, 3. That's the same size. We may put it inside AC. Still the same goalpost. Talk to me now. Take it to the mountain. Still the same goalpost. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands strong. Having this seat. You know the mistake I see? Most Nigerians do ministry abroad and they start doing it in their style. If their style was working, would they be coming here? Let the goalposts be the same. It doesn't matter which platform I'm standing, this is where I am. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I pray that the corrections that are meant to be learned early will not be learned late. In the place of service, you will see the finger of God. I want you to tell God to help you straighten your character, that you will learn everything you should learn now. In the name of Jesus, help me. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Now look up. Service is kingdom internship. Many things are added to you while you are doing it. Many things that forms the major wings with which you fly. Follow what I'm saying. Many things. Don't have the culture of "I don't me to you, I don't serve people." Don't have that culture. You must have favor before God and before men. If God loves you and men hate you, it will take long for you to break through. Adjust your character towards people. An usher serving at the door, it's a privileged position to be the first impression people have when they come in. And you understand that you are doing it as unto God. In this is not the kind of house where people come and then they just do things anyhow. And because they're a youth church, being young, is it a license for misbehavior? Is it youth want things funky? And then you have people around who have bad, stinking attitude. They can't do things anywhere rightly. I say that they are the Generation Z. What generation was David when God found him? And God said, "I trust him." You may be the best, but only character makes you the most preferred. You get what I'm saying now? Sometimes the best is not the most preferred.
this fellow that knows how to do it. People say he knows how to do it, she knows how to do it. But don't bring this fellow to my table. Have you gone to bank before? You know, recently I said, I called one of my sons and I said, I want to build an app. Build an app where people in different parts of Nigeria can log into and check the list of restaurants online and be able to order for their food. Not just order and also pass reviews. Review their customer service. Put it there if they are rude. You know what I'm saying now? Sometimes you go online, see people advertise powerful. They spend so much energy to advertise on Instagram. But you call them, can you come and deliver this now? And you look at the art, there are people who are stinking, smell. And many of you are customer cares with many people. And you're also part of the bad testimonies I'm talking about. And you come to church and sit like angels. It will take long for you to be lifted that way. You say, nobody will see me, nobody cares. God sees you. And even if you know how to pretend, and men wants to give it to you, God will make sure the system rebels against those who rebels. He will make sure you are not the man who gets it. Every almost in Nigeria, people treat you with their frustration. You don't know your frustration apart, the demands for the job apart. Keep those stairs at home and walk. That's what discipline does. And they come to churches and all, they share themselves in different churches. Those who are misbehaving, customer point in bank, that you go there for your money and talk to you and they say, sit down. Are they not workers in church? Some of them, are they not pastors' wives? You see them, they have certain books around and all those things. Or you smell the character. Can't even understand what they are doing. And many of them do and say, who is looking at me? Just a small place. Those who have the key to the future come not looking like it. For your kind, God has ordained this so. Are you following what I'm saying? If you are serving, don't just serve like you are doing anybody a favor. You are doing yourself a favor. Do it like you. Even if you feel underpaid, do it like your life depends. There is no organization I have worked with in my life that I can't walk into now. Many of them, after I left both churches, they've not been able to find, and I'm saying this with all humility, somebody who will do the work with that level of seriousness and that level of accountability. Our church, while we're in Moro, there are only two workers that can arrange that church for a certain number of chairs to fit it, myself and Biola. And whenever we need to, we come leave the house as early as 4 a.m. and arrange, and nobody will talk to you and say, do you know what I've been doing since morning? Because you can do nice things and scatter with your attitude. And many people are crying that God should leave them, but they are rebelling against men that God will use. You get what I'm saying now? You are fighting God, carry me, and the hand are people. But you keep fighting those hands. Listen to me. This, it doesn't matter. Type amen doesn't change anybody's level. You must know the demand. The first way to type amen here will be lifted this week is a lie. You've typed amen several times. What has happened? Why is it that you have what you have, but people hate to work with you? I'm telling you, it is showing in everything you are doing. Showing. I asked one of my boys, I want to do something, I want to barb. No, the fellow up, he has barbed before, he say yes. What's your experience like? Say, it's not for someone like you. Okay. Don't be the one that people can't refer to important people. Though you are good, but the devil has also placed something there that makes that good thing stink. Have you seen a very good soup? But why it will now see worm inside? That's how bad character is in the midst of a gifted people. You are not praying against your village people now. You are praying that God should help you. The trainings you have missed, go and collect it.
And don't rebel against those that God wants to use.
Listen to me. If you feel, because of the things I'm saying, you feel insulted, you don't want to come to church, don't come. Get what I'm saying now? We don't raise people here who are just doing things in here. So I want a place where they will just talk to me nicely. How are you doing, grandma?
Really?
And your life is scattering, you are turning everything upside down. God has given you chances, you blew everything. You are not faithful with money, not faithful with women, not faithful with information. Some people are in the midst of a setting that the soul too shall organize, and they carry themselves like village people, and they say, organize yourself here. Don't just know how to do what you do, know the demands. Adjust yourself to the dictate, to the demand. And that's why you see that if I'm preaching, nobody is eating drums. I say, pow! I say, what? Because there are demands. And life has its own. Do you get what I'm saying now? And I believe God has put these words in my mouth for you this morning. Are you following me now? I'd like you to cry to God, help me. In the area you have not solved the problem of rudeness, being rude towards people, towards organizations, towards institutions, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Help me. In the name of Jesus. Help my life, help my heart. I want to get it right. I want to get it right. In the name of Jesus. You are working with any organization, learn these things. God, I know you've been trying to lift me. In every way, my character has not been helping. Please help me. Let me see the things that needs to be corrected. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, rise to your feet, everybody. Don't just take praise report if you are doing, rendering any form of service. Don't just take praise report. Also take criticisms. What are we not doing right? In Africa, we like praise report. Receive honest reviews. What didn't I get? How better can I do this? You get what I'm saying now? How did I take that thing I was given to take? Is there a better way to have done it? That's the language of someone who will grow. That's the language. Listen to me. Listen to me. Even if you are the only one rendering a service in a place, as long as you have chosen to do it from your convenience, you will soon be replaced. Say, I can't stress myself. I don't know. No. Ha. God, he humbles the proud and give grace. If there's anything you are doing in the house of God, you are only privileged. Is it what? Privilege. And I'm holding the mic, it's a privilege. Oh Lord, thank you for that privilege. And I pray for all of you listening to me, your attitude won't discredit your gift. Amen. Every opportunity you have lost because of this character issue, God will help you. Amen. And I will give you another chance. Amen. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now celebrate Jesus if you have been blessed.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.